Good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 8:65, down 7 on the open. July, 8:66, down 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 8:08, down 9.75 on the open. July, 8:24, down 7.5. September, 8:39, down 6.75. December, 8:57, down 7.5 on the open. May corn opened at 5.89, up 1.25 on the open. July, $6, down a half. September, 6.10, down a quarter. December, 6.12, down a half. March of 2009, 6.22, unchanged. September, 5.99, up 2. And December of 2009, 581, up a half on the open. May beans open at 1370, down 2 on the open. July, 1381, down 4.5. August, 1360, down 6.5. November, 1255, down 3. January, 1271, down a quarter. March, 1265, down 15.5. May, 1268, down 16.5 on the open. May soybean meal open at 349.50, down 2.10 on the open. July, 354, down $2. May soybean oil open at 60.70, down 53 on the open. July, 61.55, down 41. April live cattle opened at 91.90, up 20 on the open. April feeders, 101.75, unchanged on the open. May lean hogs, 74.10, down 15 on the open. And May bellies, 75.47.5, down 37.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Begin with that U.S. dollar, which is seemingly to make a rally after several sessions to the downside.
Yeah, it has, and we'll have to see how we finish up the session here today and whether or not it has any follow-through tomorrow and maybe on into next week. But, you know, there is some speculation that the Fed is done lowering interest rates, and that is what's giving it a boost in the sense that interest rates are not going to go any lower. So if that's the case, then there might be interest in owning the dollar. Clearly, the dollar has come down to a particular level, these low 70s, and it's real critical that if, you know, if we would penetrate this low 70s, I think that would open up the door for a pretty good decline. But so far, the dollar seems to be kind of wanting to make a stand here in the low 70s, and we'll just have to kind of see what happens. Dave.
So are you thinking that this is new longs as opposed to short covering?
I haven't had a chance to look at the open interest, but I would say probably what it is more than anything is probably short covering. I don't think new longs would necessarily want to jump in until they saw some evidence maybe the dollar was a good value. I think mostly it's from the short side saying, if we run out of bearish news, then the market will rally, so the shorts cover. So it's just like any, whether it's a bull market or a bear market, it has to be fed all the time. And if the Fed stops lowering interest rates, well, then that would be kind of, it's not the bear's not being fed with more bearish news. So that's, I think, probably how traders would view it, Dave.
Let's turn your attention then to the technicals in the grain picks. And I believe that May options go off the board tomorrow. So for all intents and purposes, lead options are July. When you look at the July soybean chart, do you begin to envision something looking like an up flag there?
Well, I think you have to at least put that in as a possibility. But we do have to go above the top end of that flag to really solidify that as a flag and a move on up toward the highs. Because I think I haven't necessarily measured it on the July contract, but I did kind of measured it on the November contract. If that was the case, then that would give you a good solid test of those early March highs. Now that seems like that's a long ways away, and fundamentally it may be difficult to find an argument, the reason why we would do that. But, you know, we are in the growing season, and if anything comes along that would jeopardize yield potential, jeopardize planting potentials, the market could, you know, respond and will respond very quickly, I think, to the upside.
So are you thinking that if the April highs are invaded to the upside, we have a shot at this?
Yeah, I think that's the way you'd have to read it from a technician. However, I still think you, as a technician, you have to really respect that outside monthly reversal to the downside that was traced out during March as a bearish signal. But if we would go on up and make new highs, take out that April high that we had earlier this month here, either late April here, early May, and validate that as a flag type formation, then that would chartists will begin to argue that that'll give you a test of the highs in soybeans. I think basically, if it's going to happen, the soybean oil chart is the one that kind of signals that would be the driving force that would lift soybeans that high, because the soybean oil chart has got not only this flag formation in it, it also has a head and shoulders bottom formation in it. So it looks to me like if soybeans are going to lift that high, is probably going to be the driving force behind that is going to be soybean oil.
Turn your attention then to the corn. What are the charts telling you at the moment?
Well, I think consolidation is the word probably in corn. I do see a broadening wedge or broadening top type formation maybe in the December corn chart. The old crop contracts don't necessarily have it. I think the corn market is basically waiting to see how much it does rain, where are we at on planting as of May 1, and then it's going to have to decide whether or not that's enough or shoot higher, because I do think the corn traders are starting to bite their fingernails. It does look like we're going to make some planting progress here in the eastern half of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, but the west looks like there's not going to be a lot done. So it'll be interesting to see what our total planting is as of May 1, which would be, I guess, a week from today. I think there's a good chance that maybe well under the 50% of the crop's going to be planted by then, and we'll have to see what the weather forecast looks at that point. But I think the corn market is kind of taking a breather to see how planting progresses, whether or not it wants to go on higher or kind of roll down for kind of planting weakness.
And you've been saying for several weeks if we reach that critical date and we're under 50%, I guess we have to see how close to 50% we are. But if we are under 50%, there is some potential upside to this market.
Well, it is, especially if the forecasts are wet. You'll have to have a couple things go along with that. You'll have to have less than 50%, and then you'll have to have a weather forecast that and weather results that suggest that, you know, you're not going to get much done during the next first 10 days of May, because farmers will plant this corn all the way to May 20th, and they don't necessarily like to, but D-Day is kind of somewhere around that May 20th probably. But there is a lot of interest in planting corn. There's no doubt this corn rally has picked up some corn acres. We're understanding a lot of spring wheat farmers up in the Dakotas and Minnesota may plant corn this year rather than spring wheat. So we are picking up some corn acres. The question will be whether or not they'll be able to get planted on time.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 872 up two. At the Board of Trade, made wheat 818 up a quarter. July, 829 down 2.5. May corn, 586 down 1.75. July, $6 down 1.5. December, 611 down 1.5. May beans, 1365 down 7. July, 1379 down 6.5. November, 1256 down 2. May soybean meal, 350 down 160. May soybean oil, 6045 down 78. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.